You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast. Hello, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to scan a QR code on iOS. So you've probably seen QR codes all around us in life in general. So you might have seen it in newspapers, you might see it in grocery stores, you might even seen it in restaurants. QR codes are here and they're all around. Whether that's used for open up a particular website or to examine a menu from a restaurant, I'm going to show you three different ways how you can scan for a QR code. There may be more options how to do this, but this is the top three that I use when I go about scanning a QR code. So essentially, the first option I'm going to show you is just unlocking your phone. Camera is at the bottom right-hand corner. When you double tap that, camera mode will pop on, and we are going to be using our back face camera. So the back camera on the top right-hand corner on the back side is the camera that we're using. Just hover that over a QR code that you want to scan, and really, it shouldn't be too hard. Sometimes QR codes can be pretty small. It's just a matter of knowing the right location. Just keep moving around. Essentially, what I do and recommend is just hover about 12 inches over an item, and hopefully you'll be able to have success to find it. So let's go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and unlock my phone and then tap the bottom right corner.
12:47 p.m. Camera button.
Double tap that.
Zero people. Zoom. 1.0 times. Button.
Now I'm going to aim it towards the QR code.
Website QR code. Open a clevis. Comment Safari. Attachment.
There's the notification. Notifications at the top.
Notification. Website QR code. Open opening double quotation mark a clevis.com in Safari. Attachment.
And double
actions
tap
available.
It.
Website QR code. Open opening Safari. Skip to main content. Link. Apple.
So that's the first option how you can scan for a QR code. So if you're using the camera, what it's going to do is it's going to find a QR code. Once it finds it, it's going to pop up as a notification towards the top. So the notification, just go to the top, double tap that, and to perform the QR code, whatever that may be. But in this case, I made a QR code that goes directly to the AppleBiz website. So in that case, it did it right. The other option to do this is to use Siri to scan a QR code. So let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to just tell her to scan QR code. And once she does this, she's going to bring up a special QR code camera, just similar to what we had before in camera. But this time, what's going to happen is it's going to go ahead and do what the QR code wants us to do. So essentially, in this case, it says to go to AppleBiz.com. So it's going to go directly to that. So let's try it. Scan QR code.
QR code reader. Find a code to scan.
All right. So we're going to want to find a QR code, so I'm going to go ahead and hover it.
Flashlight, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle address, applevis.com, secure and validated connection. AppleBiz strives to empower the community.
And there we have it. It just opened instantaneously to what the QR code wants us to do. So in this case, it wants to open up a website, and it did that. So it went straight to AppleBiz. The last option I want to show you, you can do this in Control Center, but you have to turn this option on first. So let's go ahead and go to Settings. You have to go to the Apple Settings.
Settings. Double tap.
Double tap that.
Settings.
Now we're going to swipe to the right until we get to Control Center.
Control Center. Button.
Double tap.
Swipe down from the top right edge to open Control Center.
And now we're going to go to the right until we find the QR code. And that should be located in the More Controls area if you have not inserted it already. So let's find it.
Insert QR code reader button.
There it is. So we want to insert that. So we'll double tap that.
Insert QR code reader. Insert screen recording button.
All right. So now it's inserted. So we can go directly to the Control Center. On the newer device, you can just go to top until you feel haptic feeling and bring your finger down to the first tone and vibration and let go. That go to the Control Center. Or you can do the old-fashioned way. Just tap on the status bar.
12:52 p.m. Status bar item. Control Center. Airplane mode. Switch button. Off.
And swipe three fingers up and that'll take you to the Control Center. Now we're going to go and find until we find the QR code reader.
QR code reader. Button.
And there she is. Do one finger double tap.
QR code reader. Find a code to scan.
that gives you the same options that we did when we told Siri to do a scan QR code. So let's once again find the QR code.
Flashlight, switch button, off. Double tap to toggle address, aplevis.com, secure and validated connection.
And there you go. So those are the three options how you can scan for a QR code on iOS. If you know any other way or something that's simpler or easier that for somebody to know, go ahead and leave a comment on this podcast. I would love to hear about it. Once again, my name is Thomas Domville. I am also known as Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your AppleView. AppleVis.com.